The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the Studio Gym, where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
You know, I'm really excited about today's show, about both hours of today's show. You know, I always come on the show and I ask for whistleblowers. I wish there was a whistleblower that would come from the FDA and tell us what's really going on. I wish there was a whistleblower that would come from Monsanto and tell us what's really going on. Well, you can't discount when a physician who is held in great esteem within the medical orthodoxy comes out and decries something that goes against the grain. And I use the word grain specifically. During the first hour, we're going to be talking to Dr. William Davis about his new book, Wheat Belly, Lose the Wheat, Lose the Weight. Later in the show, we're going to be examining a pseudoscience that's been forgotten. Through the 70s and 80s, biorhythm was something that was paid attention to, but it disappeared in the 90s. And we're going to dust it off and see if it applies itself as a pseudoscience for those of us who want to experiment with it. To reach our personal bests in the gym, we'll be looking at the physical aspects of biorhythm later in the show with James R. Coffey. Dr. Davis has been on this show before when we talked about his program, which he is the medical director of, which is called Track Your Plaque. It's a program that's designed to help people reverse the ravages of coronary artery disease. How you doing, Dr. Davis?
I'm great, Carl. How are you?
Fantastic. I have to tell you, I'm so proud to have you on the show today. I hope you take this in the spirit that it's meant, but I want to call you a whistleblower. A whistleblower is somebody who usually is inside of an organization that sees things that are going wrong, can't take it anymore, raises his hand and says, this is what's going on. And we embrace whistleblowers because they're heroes. They're heroes. They stop what would otherwise be dishonest activity by saying, morally, I cannot go down with this any longer. And I want to call you a whistleblower in the greatest terms that the word could be used, because you have come forth and written a book decrying wheat and grain. I applaud you. Okay?
But now, thank you, Carl.
Now, why? Why did you even come to this conclusion? How did this start?
Well, I'll give you a little background, because I came from the exact world that said to my patients, cut your fat and eat more healthy whole grains. I did that for years.
Right.
And by the way, I made myself diabetic doing just that.
You personally?
Me personally. I was jogging 5 miles a day, and I heard Dr. Dean Ornish talk on how he claims to have reversed heart disease using a low-fat diet, removing all animal products and oils, and eating lots of fruits, vegetables, and healthy whole grains. Well, I gained 30 pounds and became a diabetic while I was jogging 5 miles a day.
Oh.
That was my first tip-off. There was something desperately wrong with that message.
You know what? You are speaking to millions of people right now who are frustrated with their results and can't figure out why they can't lose the weight that they want to lose, and they are, quote-unquote, eating healthy.
Well, you know, Carl, I wish I could tell you that one day a light bulb went off, but it wasn't quite like that. It took me some years of stumbling around and trying to understand what was happening to me and other people. I did a crazy thing a number of years back, and that is 80% of the people I see, this is a heart disease practice, but 80% of the people I see are either already diabetic or pre-diabetic, showing all the signs of inflammation, metabolic distortions, etc. So I used a very simple-minded idea, and that is wheat products such as whole wheat bread. It's not broadcast very widely, but it's established fact. Wheat products like whole wheat bread raise your blood sugar higher than nearly all other foods.
Right.
Higher than table sugar. You know this, of course.
Right.
Higher than table sugar, higher than a Snickers bar. So very simple logic. If that's true, what happens to all these people with diabetic and pre-diabetic patterns when we remove all wheat? Well, people would do that. I was encouraged they were willing to do that. They'd come back 3 or 4 months later. And they'd say, well, you know, I lost 30 pounds.
Right.
And my blood sugar's far better. I had to stop two of my diabetes medications.
Right, because they were becoming hypoglycemic now.
Exactly.
Right.
But it was all the other things I didn't expect that took me by surprise. They say things like, what do you think? My rheumatoid arthritis is much better.
You know
I
what?
Stopped.
Thank you. Thank you. You know, autoimmune disorders, and you know, we talk about gluten, but let's talk about the full panoply of lectins that are in grains that are pro-inflammatory that are probably linked right to a lot of these autoimmune disorders like rheumatoid arthritis.
Absolutely. So I saw rheumatoid arthritis improving dramatically. I saw ulcerative colitis go away. I saw standard arthritis and joint pains go away, leg edema go away. I saw depression improve, energy. I saw inflammatory markers improve. I saw odd rashes that had been there for 12 years go away. Well, first I said to these people, you know, I think it's a coincidence.
Right, because you're a medical practitioner, and anecdotal information is only somewhat valuable, but you can't hang your hat on it.
Well, after hundreds of times of seeing this, it became clear this was no accident. This
right.
was a real association. So I started doing this purposefully, and everybody who came through the office, not everyone's willing to do that. We all have been, in effect, brainwashed with this message. But the people who did do it, that's when I saw incredible things happen. These are the people who now throw away their asthma inhalers, their arthritis drugs.
They're lipid lowering drugs. Well, people don't forget. I love to point this out. I know I say it a lot. My audience hears it a lot. But the word glyceride and triglyceride, glycerin, glucose. It's like you eat high carb diet, you have high triglycerides. It's not linked to fat consumption. It's linked to carbohydrate consumption.
Absolutely. So one of the things I saw happen, and it was very gratifying, is in my online program and in my office, this Track Your Plaque program, where we try to track and then stop or reverse coronary plaque. The number one cause for coronary plaque today is something called small LDL particles.
Right, right.
And there's only two ways. There's only two ways to get small LDL particles, Carl. One is a genetic predisposition, and two is eat carbohydrates. I saw all these people with their flagrant quantities of small LDL. The way we use yields measures in the thousands. So a very typical story would be a 50-year-old guy has heart disease, coronary plaque, and his small LDL is 2,400 nanomoles per liter. And we put him on this wheat elimination diet and encourage him to eat real food, so grass-fed meats, eggs, cheeses.
Oh my God!
Et cetera.
Ancestral. We're eating like our ancestors again. This is what
exactly.
We need: ancestral diets.
That's right. Pre-agriculture, ancestral diets. And he comes back with a small LDL reduced from say 2,400 to 100.
Oh.
In other words, incredible.
Significant.
Drops.
Significant.
Yeah. So here's, of course, the great irony. We're told to cut our fat, eat more healthy whole grains, and then grin and bear it when you have to take your Lipitor, your arthritis medications, your diabetes medications, your blood pressure medicines, your antidepressant drugs. Now, not that this cures all heart disease and other illnesses, but gee, if it cuts the profile of illness by even 50%, that's a big deal. And that's what I'm seeing. We're seeing actually not 50%, but greater than that, of medications being reduced, people feeling better, and multiple conditions reversing.
So, okay, so at what point did you start to actually set up edicts for people like, look, you gotta stop eating the grain. I know you may not want to, but you need to try it just long enough to see if this helps you. When did you actually start on telling your patients this sort of stuff?
I came at it in stages, but kind of went at it whole hog about 5 years ago. And then I introduced it into my online program shortly thereafter. But once I saw what happened and saw it very, very consistently, then I pulled down all.
Whether Dr. Davis, were there non-responders? Were there people who truly believe they eliminated the wheat, but their issues did not subside?
Yeah, there's that. Also, there's about, I would crudely estimate, 20 to 30% of people who will come back in several months and say, you know what, I lost 3 pounds, but that's all that happened.
Do you think they were truly compliant? Also,
I think many of them are, not all of them. are because we really have been swamped, bombarded with this message to eat more healthy whole grains.
Well, yeah, healthy whole grains. It's amazing. We talked about this. I had Dr. Michael Smith from Life Extension Foundation on a couple of weeks ago. We talked about the assault by the FDA on Diamond Walnuts for promoting walnuts as being heart healthy and pointing at a schwack of studies that show that it's heart healthy, while the FDA turned its eye down and ignored the fact that Frito-Lay's promotes their chips, their potato chips, their corn chips, and other chips as being heart healthy because they're made with heart healthy whole grains. I we have to take a commercial break. I'm being waved at. We have to take a commercial break. When we come back, I have a lot of questions for you. We're talking with Dr. William Davis today. You must pick up his new book, Wheat Belly. It will help you, and if not help you, it'll help you understand how to explain to your loved ones why wheat could be the reason that they are ill. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Nowhere is performance enhancement more important than in the bedroom. That's why I use VIP from Geared Up Nutrition. VIP is a blend of herbal and botanical agents that maximize pleasure and performance. And it works for women too. In fact, VIP is so good you'll swear it's pharmaceutical. But it's not. And best of all, you only need one capsule about an hour before you're about to get passionate, and VIP works for up to 3 days. You can get VIP by going to veryintensepleasure.com. Try it once and you'll buy it again and again. Veryintensepleasure.com. H-Force introduces the first ever nitric oxide booster plus advanced post-workout recovery formula in a two-stage transdermal patch. Stage 1 releases its nitric oxide boosting formula directly into the bloodstream the minute you apply it and continues to deliver a powerful nitric oxide boost during your workout. Stage 2 is delayed time release, so the post-recovery formula starts after your workout. Go to ageforce.com and check out the new pre- and post-workout patch and get 50% off any order with the promo code SHROX. Save 50% when you use coupon code SHROX.
The Isolator will change the way you work out forever. We've all imagined how it would be if there was an apparatus that would eliminate the hands, forearms, biceps, and triceps from training chest, back, and shoulder muscles. Well, now you can with the Isolator. The Isolator does exactly what it says. It allows you to isolate muscles to get a better, more intense workout. And they're so versatile, they work with machines or free weights. You have to see the Isolator to believe it. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Isolator Fitness banner ad today. The Isolator, the only way to train.
Introducing AgeForce Testo 100, the first testosterone booster in a transdermal time-release patch. Produced in FDA-certified labs, Testo 100 bypasses digestion and delivers its testosterone-boosting formula directly into the bloodstream. That's a huge advantage over oral testosterone supplements. Testo 100 patches raise testosterone levels throughout the day to elevate libido, energy, and maximize muscle-building, fat-burning effects without suppressing normal testosterone production. For a limited time, Superhuman Radio listeners can save 50% off Testo 100 by going to ageforce.com and using the coupon code SHR4. Don't wait. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use code SHR4 and save 50% now. All of your favorite supplements are waiting for you at the best prices and fastest customer service at OrbitNutrition.com. Even some of the more popular supplements advertised right here on Superhuman Radio. They carry All-American EFX, LG Sciences, and Primordial Performance products at the best prices on the net. Visit OrbitNutrition.com today and check out their complete line. Give them a chance to fill your order. You won't be disappointed. OrbitNutrition.com, the best supplements in the universe are at OrbitNutrition.com. Mike Mahler is one of the most sought-after teachers in the world of kettlebell training. Whether your goal is greater strength, speed, mental toughness, or fat loss, you'll come away with newfound knowledge. His seminars play to sold-out crowds. Now you can attend one of the most exciting, life-changing strength and conditioning seminars in the world. Seminars are scheduled for Denver, Tacoma, Washington, Washington, D.C., Las Vegas, Hawaii, and Miami. These will not be repeat engagements, so don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Go to MikeMahler.com today and book your seat. That's Mike, MAHLER.com. Space is very limited.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. My guest today, Dr. William Davis, author of the new book, Wheat Belly. Dr. Davis, is the book available right now?
It'll be coming out August 31st, just about 4 weeks.
Okay. And it'll be available where all finer books are sold, Amazon, that sort of thing?
Yes, bookstores, etc.
Okay, I'm asking all of my listeners to buy this book, and I'm going to tell you why. We have to support Dr. Davis. He is, I'm telling you, I'm using the word whistleblower for a reason. He's inside of an industry where he is stepping out and making some very, very accurate, but really putting himself under a microscope career-wise claims. I have to believe that you have colleagues that may want to stay arm's length from you now. Do you think that's true?
I think that will happen more so once the book comes out and the message gets broadcasted farther, because I think there's going to be a lot of egg on their faces, or maybe you should say wheat jam on their faces. So many dietitians, physicians, people in this business who have been telling people all these years to cut your fat, eat more healthy whole grains, and unwittingly causing diabetes, heart disease, arthritis, etc. I've had people, the stories, which are all truly anecdotes, but the stories, I have obviously a book full of stories of people I meet sobbing because they're so unhappy with their health, and then who have dramatic turnarounds, often within days. So it's not as if people stop wheat and they just feel a little bit better and lose 3 pounds. That's the exception. The more common rule is dramatic turnarounds in health. I love now when I have a woman who comes into the office, say, and she's 240 pounds, she's frustrated and ashamed of her weight and her high blood sugars, submitting to new diabetes medicine. She's lost the feeling in her feet, and she's losing coordination, and feels awful, and she just stops wheat. And within about 3 days, she's already lost 3 to 5 pounds, the edema in her legs is gone, feeling starts to return, coordination improves two weeks later, and you just see an incredible panel of health effects develop, things that even to this day continue to surprise me. I'm still learning new lessons about this.
Now, does it surprise you? We've done shows exposing this. I've done shows called The Circle of Death that show that companies like Bayer and Syngenta that make the pharmaceutical drugs that mitigate the symptoms of many diseases that they're causing on the other side of the fence with the foods that they produce, like Monsanto with, you know, bioengineered foods and so on. Isn't this a convenient parasitic relationship to kind of just ignore? And I'm not saying, I want to say something. I do not think doctors are sinister. I think doctors are victims in this as well, because the truth of the matter is the curriculums that they learn under are under control of the companies who benefit and profit from it the most. Doctors are being told that grains are healthy. They're being shown scientific research that says grains are healthy. And what are they supposed to do? Unless they have an experience like yours, where they have credible information in front of their faces that contradicts what they're being told and they can't ignore it any longer, most doctors are passing on what they know. But isn't there really some kind of, I don't suggest that there's a backroom handshake, but isn't there a conspiracy afoot here to ignore this kind of information? Surely more people realize it than just you.
You know, that runs through my mind. I don't think there is, but when you put the pieces together, it sure looks like one. It looks like this thing was created for maximum ill effect. When this thing causes weight gain, which leads to diabetes, which leads to need for medications for diabetes and hypertension and procedures for heart disease and rheumatoid arthritis and knee replacements. In other words, this is a large piece of the landscape in health. This is an enormous chunk of the revenue that pharmaceutical companies derive. So now here's the difficulty, of course. It's always easy to broadcast something that makes tons of money. This does not, of course. This is something that costs virtually nothing. It's a shift in diet.
Right.
It's in effect free. You might have to buy some other foods, but it is in effect free. There's no fancy package. There's no fancy clothes or equipment. There's no procedure. And so that unfortunately tends to subdue the message. But I think this, I'm telling this message because it needs to be told, because it is so counter to what everyone else is being told. And it does generate lots of revenues. Here's the odd spin about this, though, Carl. This started with noble intentions. This started with an effort to increase yields.
Yes.
So in the 50s and 60s, farmers would often struggle. It wouldn't be uncommon to plant an entire field and have nothing or little turn up. So agribusiness and the USDA and assorted agencies all were trying to generate more consistent breeds of wheat, corn, and soy. Well, one of the most well-funded efforts was in Mexico City, and there was a very intensive effort to generate high-yield variants of wheat, corn, and soy. There was they were especially successful with wheat breeding, and that, in fact, led to the Nobel Peace Prize in 1970, Dr. Borlaug, who invented the very high-yield variant called semi-dwarf wheat.
Mm.
So I can just drive a few miles in Milwaukee outside of the city, and I can find fields of semi-dwarf wheat. It's a two-foot-tall plant.
Right.
It's a very high yield. It grows very close to each other, very stocky stalk. It's thick enough to sustain a very heavy seed head. Because what the farmers do now is they very heavily nitrate fertilize their fields, and that seed head can become very heavy. And traditional wheat that stands 4.5 feet tall
right.
flops over, and you can't harvest, you can't thresh. And so Borlaug developed the very high-yield semi-dwarf variant and watched yields increase as much as tenfold.
Wow.
He was hailed as a hero.
Right.
Got the Nobel Peace Prize, called the father of the Green Revolution, etc., because he actually did convert famine to surplus within a year in third world countries when the high-yield variant was introduced. So it was really focused on noble intentions. Here's a fundamental problem. This is going to be a recurring theme I think that we're all going to have to debate in the coming decades, and that is when you generate these, what I now would call Frankengrains or monstrosities of genetics research, there's always a presumption that it's safe for human consumption.
Right.
There's never a question. Here's the very odd irony. Please don't hear this as an endorsement of genetic modification.
Right.
I have some very serious doubts about that.
Right.
But incredibly, genetic modification is a dramatic improvement over the prior techniques used. For instance, there's a variant of wheat called Clearfield wheat now. It's gaining lots of traction in the far west, Wyoming, South Dakota, etc. It is an herbicide-resistant wheat.
Mm.
You know how they got it? They subjected wheat to what's called chemical mutagens.
Oh, so they through homesis, it built up its immunity they bombarded it with the pesticides, in other words.
They triggered mutations, and then they propagated these mutations. When they got the mutations they desired, then they patented the seed, etc.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's just like the Roundup Ready corn and soy. You can
right.
spray the heck out of your field, and it only kills the weeds,
right.
and by the way, the microorganisms in the soil as well.
Right.
But your herbicide-resistant plant persists. So
right.
they got that mutation using poisons, essentially, chemical
right.
mutagens.
Right.
Now, when you get a mutation, if I induce a mutation in a human, it's usually not just a single mutation. It's usually accompanied by a whole range
right.
of other mutations.
Right.
Same thing with plants. Never, never was it ever asked, is this appropriate for human consumption?
Right.
And it's just sold, and when the farmers see consistent high yields and it survives a rough, let's say, hot summer, they all buy into it. They buy the seed from the seed seller, and then you and I unwittingly buy this as our bagel or ciabatta.
Right, right.
And this is not, I would argue, I don't think this is wheat. This is something different.
Yes.
So I don't think wheat ever was that good for humans anywhere along human history.
Right, and let's address that for a second. The only reason why people have gone to eating wheat is because it was either eat wheat or die, because the preferential foods were not available in abundance enough to feed the masses. So, you know, it's like I've said this on the show numerous times. I'm sure that if I had no other choice to stay alive, I could probably eat wood. I would not thrive on it like a termite would, but I could probably stay alive eating wood. But would I be healthy? No, of course not. So that doesn't mean that we all should start eating wood just because we can.
Exactly right. The wheat, let me tell you about a little experiment I ran. I have a terrible wheat intolerance. Me personally, if I eat modern wheat, I get very ill. So I purchased 2 pounds of what's called einkorn grain seed. The einkorn is the great granddaddy of wheat from 10,000 years ago. There's actually a woman in western Massachusetts growing this stuff.
It's considered heirloom grain, then, in other words.
That's right, considered the original, truly heirloom wheat.
Right.
Well, by the way, that's a 14-chromosome plant. I made bread out of it. Same time I made bread out of modern organic wheat seed. So I made right. these two loaves of bread with no sugar, just yeast and water side by side. I ate the einkorn, two slices of einkorn. My blood sugar went from 84 to 110. I was doing finger sticks. And I gritted my teeth, but nothing happened. I felt fine.
Right.
Then I next day, I had two slices of modern organic wheat. Blood sugar went from 84 to 167. And I got the usual reaction, which for me is cramps, diarrhea, couldn't think straight, couldn't sleep, couldn't read any papers for about 48 hours, felt awful. It brought back terrible memories of how I endured this for many years. So the ancient grains I don't think are great for humans, but they're a heck of a lot more benign than what man has created
right.
through genetic shenanigans.
Right. No, I agree with you. And quite frankly, the brain fog and the ill feelings was explained to me. There's a woman in the UK whose name I can't think of right now. She's a physician who was the one who discovered the linkage between grains and the exacerbation of autism in children. And what she linked it to was the lack of certain flora in the gut to completely digest and neutralize metabolites of the grain. So these metabolites float around in the bloodstream and are seen as toxins because they're not being metabolized. They're not being digested by our body. They're roaming free. So and this I want to talk about gluten when we come back. We have to take a quick commercial break. Now, there are people out there who are just going to say, well, it's the gluten, because gluten has become the new thrashing child when we talk about wheat, gluten-free.
Right,
but
right.
It's not just gluten. There are other lectins in there, too. I want to talk about gluten when we come back. We're talking with Dr. William Davis. He is the author of Wheat Belly. You'll be able to get the book in early August. Go to Amazon.com. I'm asking all my listeners to buy this book to support Dr. Davis, because he is a whistleblower inside the medical orthodoxy. And we have to support people when they come forth with credible information that goes counter to what we're being told. We have to support them. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. But he keeps on forgetting what he wrote down. The whole crowd goes so loud. He opens his mouth, but the words won't come out. I've never felt a pump from taking a supplement. That's until I tried creatine nitrate from APS Nutrition. I expected to feel nothing, just like the NO supplements I had taken before. But this stuff really does work. Even taking below the recommended dose, I could feel the sensation of tighter muscles under the swelling effect of the pump. And the pump lasts for a few hours. It worked for me and I was a skeptic. Check out creatine nitrate by visiting APSNutrition.com today. Try it and you'll be a believer too.
If you're like me, you avoid the insulin spike from eating pasta, but not anymore. Miracle Noodle is the world's first no-calorie, no-carbohydrate noodle. You heard me right. Now you can enjoy pasta dishes and stay on your low-carb diet. They have fettuccine, linguine, rigatoni, and more. Even angel hair pasta is now a no-calorie, no-carb food. And Miracle Noodle tastes great. So go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Miracle Noodle banner ad to learn more about how you can start enjoying pasta again, even when you're dieting. Find your Miracle Noodle at superhumanradio.com today.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee Eye Drops. The name says it all. If you want to be superhuman, you can't eat junk. Finally, there's a protein bar that isn't just candy in disguise. Quest protein bars have 20 grams of protein, 4 to 5 grams of non-fiber carbs, and the only bars on the market with no sugar or sugar alcohols. I've never promoted a protein bar before, but these are delicious and unlike any other protein bars you've ever tried before. They're so good that Quest Nutrition is giving away 2 free bars to all my listeners, even free shipping. Go to superhumanradio.com right now and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to try them today. AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach,
lead.
Your shaker bottle is the most important tool in meal planning. The convenience of being able to take a ready-to-drink meal on the road is a necessity. Too often, our shaker bottle backfires on us, making what should be a convenience a disaster. Shaker Pro is the only shaker bottle in the world with a separate chamber to keep your protein powder dry until you're ready to mix it. Shaker Pro's patented design ensures that all of your powders will blend completely. Shaker Pro is BPA-free. Go to 4sportlife.com today. That's the number 4, sportlife.com.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Maybe I didn't love you.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Later in the show, we're going to have James R. Coffey on talking about biorhythms. I've been playing around with this. This stuff really is worthy of some attention. But right now we're talking with Dr. William Davis about wheat belly. You know, and this book really is far-reaching, too. It's not just wheat. It's corn. It's soy. It's a lot of these grains. But I understand you had a look at the one that had the greatest evidence in your practice, first and foremost. Everyone's going to say it's gluten, Dr. Davis. Everybody's going to say, well, look, it's, you know, just have to eat gluten-free products and you don't have these problems. What would you say to that?
Gluten's only part of it, as you know. It's just the tip of the iceberg. There's really a lot more to this plant. That's why I say the deeper you look, the more you become suspicious this was created on purpose. And I don't think it was. I think it was just a series of incredible blunders that all collided all at once. For instance, there's another protein called gliadin. Gliadin is the component of wheat that's likely responsible for what you were talking about, at least part of the response, that you when you see behavioral outbursts in children with ADHD and autism.
Right.
It's also responsible, by the way, probably, for the auditory hallucinations in people with schizophrenia. It's also probably responsible for the addictive behaviors, the addictive relationship a lot of people have with wheat, people
yes.
who actually go through a withdrawal process. So the gliadin protein is degraded in the human gastrointestinal tract to an opiate that is something like morphine. Now, when I tell people that, they say, come on, you made that up. This was actually discovered by the National Institutes of Health. So this was not some alternative finding from Spokane. This
right.
comes from real stuff, real science at the National Institutes of Health. Now, incredibly, wouldn't you know, if you can get an addictive relationship with gliadin from wheat, there's always a drug company waiting in the wings to profit from that observation. So wouldn't you know, there's a drug company who has made application already to the FDA for the oral drug naltrexone.
Sure. They give that to people with fibromyalgia, low-dose naltrexone, right?
That's right. But its primary use currently is in heroin addicts because it encourages staying away from the drug.
So instead of methadone now, they use the naltrexone.
That's right. So it's used to keep people from returning to heroin. Well, at lower doses, it blocks appetite. Now, why would it block? Why would an opiate blocker block appetite? There's only one food that generates opiates to any substantial degree, and that's the gliadin protein in wheat. So that's why one of the most wonderful observations that comes from eliminating wheat is that calorie intake, when you eliminate wheat, drops naturally 400 calories per day. It's a
really?
Very, very consistent effect.
But isn't that just the intrinsic value of the wheat that you're avoiding? Or you're saying that people don't attempt to replace those calories with other foods?
What I tell my patients, Carl, is I say, we're going to eliminate wheat, but not restrict calories. Eat more fat. Eat more eggs. Eat more nuts. Eat more vegetables. So this is an eat-all-you-want diet. And yet I still see, on the first 10 days, a pound a day lost. I see weight loss typically 30 pounds, as much as 70 pounds in 6 months. I've seen as much as 140 pounds in the very large people over a year. And this is with no calorie restriction.
Gee, they should do a Biggest Loser reality TV show at your practice. They need to do.
With no
exercise at all, just changing your diet.
Yeah, it's a really incredible. I had a woman just 2 days ago who didn't want to do this. I nudged her for 3 years. She didn't want to do it. It was too disruptive. She finally did it because her health was just so out of control. She's on about 25 different medications. Her medications alone, Carl, filled an entire page. She did it. She lost 36 pounds within very, very rapidly. The leg swelling went away. She looked different. This is an odd thing. This is a tough thing to quantify and hard thing to really describe, but people look different. They regain color. They lose that gray, kind of flushed pallor, they look more normal. So, you know, all the pieces of this puzzle have not yet been pieced together because this thing has been created, unleashed on the unwitting public, and there's no record of human safety testing. Even a drug has detailed records of testing for safety in mice and humans.
You know, I'm coming to the conclusion, Dr. Davis, that we no longer can wait for the FDA to tell us. We have to use our own brains for this sort of stuff. If you see results, you have to follow that results and ignore the messages coming out of your TV and through your newspaper that this is healthy and that's healthy. This is a perfect example. Who cares that there's no testing? We need to make sure that we get the word out there that people should not be eating wheat regardless of what they're being told. That is hard. Now, I have to ask you another question. You know, as a physician who is working with people to help them reduce plaque, you're telling people to increase their fat consumption. This is counterintuitive within the industry as it relates to heart disease and so on. Don't people look at you and go, wait a minute, I thought fat is no good?
Absolutely. Until they hear the rationale why and they see what happens. When they see cholesterol panels normalize, when they see blood sugars drop, when they see weight loss, blood pressure, everything, so many things normalize, people are skeptical at first, but latch on quite quickly once they see what happens in them and their families. And then what I love about this is I tell this, say, to a dad who's got teenagers, and his teenager girls are, say, 83 pounds overweight, which, as you know, is the rule nowadays.
Right.
And they watch dad just shift some food choices and lose incredible weight, have new energy, look better, look more vibrant and alive. And they say, that's stupid. I'm going to have pizza and pretzels. I don't care what you say. But when they witness this kind of transformation, they start to look at each other and say, well, maybe there's something to this. Dad,
right.
What are you doing exactly? That's how this word has gotten out. In fact, that's how most of my patients come to me nowadays, because somebody witnesses an incredible success. And they say, well, what is it you're doing?
And the interesting thing is you're not a bariatrics doctor. You're not going after weight loss. You're going after a metabolism shift. You're going after a metabolic change. But weight loss is just one of the byproducts of it.
Exactly right. Weight loss is a very nice side benefit. But the weight loss is quite significant because it's 70 pounds. Weight loss does facilitate reduction in heart disease. So I do enjoy that part of it. And a lot of people really do. They're here for heart disease or, say, high cholesterol or something related to that, but are often thrilled when they find out that not only will this help their heart and reverse diabetes or prediabetes, but they also, women can get back in their size 6 bikinis and guys can fish out the pants they haven't worn in 25 years.
Do you know who Dr. Paul Dudley White was? Did you know who he was?
Yes, but I'm a little fuzzy on that.
Dr. Paul Dudley White, I believe he was Eisenhower's personal physician, but more importantly, he was the primary founder of the American Heart Association.
Okay.
He was also the man who brought the EKG, I believe from France, to the United States. He was the person who brought the EKG machine to the United States. In the mid-30s, he had written a position paper decrying the shift to corn oil and what he called, back then it was Procter & Gamble had introduced Crisco, which was the alternative to lard. And it was the first hydrogenated oil. He had said abandon hydrogenated oils, abandon corn oil, and abandon processed sugars and sweets and so on and so forth. Return to raw animal fats and tallow, raw unpasteurized milk, raw butters and so on. In his entire career, from the time that he was in school and through private practice, he had only encountered one myocardial infarction, but the rate of heart attack was going up by like 600% from 1910 to 1930-something. And he said, this is what has changed. It's dietary related. He told people to embrace fats. No one got the message. This is the guy who started the American Heart Association. I don't understand why we don't practice health history. Everything is about the study that came out today. We just have to look back a couple generations and go, wow, they fried their bacon in lard and they didn't die of heart attacks. I wonder what that's about.
That's priceless.
I mean, no one pays attention to, we don't relegate when we talk about health. We only look at what's du jour. Oh, this study says this. Wait a minute. Hold that up to the past. two generations ago, they were eating predominantly animal fats and animal proteins and vegetables. And they were living to 8 and 9 decades of life without Lipitor, without Cardizem, without any of these drugs. They were living. Well, how did they do that? How did the medical miracles that are keeping us alive today, why didn't those people need them back then? When you start asking those questions, all of a sudden you realize that when you look behind the curtain, you know, the Wizard of Oz really doesn't know anything.
Right. Well, you touched on a point similar to what I see also. I don't see heart attacks anymore. I hardly see any. The only heart attacks I see nowadays are in the non-compliant. For instance, I had a very, very wonderful priest I was taking care of, and he had a terrible, terrible carbohydrate addiction. And he really, really struggled with this idea. He tried, didn't do it, and all his parishioners were bringing him apple pies and pastry and baked breads, etc., and he would indulge in these things, couldn't help himself. Well, he had a heart attack. Outside of those people, I'm not seeing heart attacks. We're seeing many people, or I'd say most people, stop their disease. Many are now enjoying levels of reversal that I think just 10 years ago I would have told you it was impossible. But the cornerstone now of this approach to heart disease prevention and reversal has now become elimination of this thing called wheat.
Yeah. No, I agree. We have to take our last commercial break during this interview. And when we come back, I have some other questions for Dr. Davis. Please, please get his book, Wheat Belly. Support him. Support him. He is one of us. Embrace him. We'll be right back. When you take real performance-enhancing supplements, your body is placed under a lot of stress. Your organs need support. If you had to take a supplement for each of the potential side effects, estrogen conversion, blood pressure, liver protection, cholesterol control, water retention, androgen receptor upregulation, kidney function, and much more, you'd have to break the bank just to pay for it all. That's until Need to Build Muscles N2 Guard. N2 Guard does all of this and more. It's the only real cycle support supplement that you'll ever need. Look, if your organs are important to you, buy N2 Guard today at NeedToBuildMuscle.com. 6-Oxo is back thanks to Iron Mag Lab, the gold standard for testosterone boosting and estrogen reduction that all other over-the-counter aromatase inhibitors are compared to is 6-Oxo progesterone. 6-Oxo is the active ingredient in the new E-Control RX from Iron Mag Labs. Iron Mag Labs has resurrected the beast that has been clinically shown to raise free testosterone by as much as 226%. As men age, estrogen rises and testosterone drops. E-Control RX can help reverse this from happening. E-Control RX is suitable for post-cycle therapy to jumpstart natural testosterone production. Get E-Control RX today. Go to ironmaglabs.com today. Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried, because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler. And now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today.
Muscle and joint pain can slow your progress to a screeching halt. That's why I use Kodiak Chiropractic Cream. Kodiak Cream won't hinder muscle growth while reducing pain and inflammation, because Kodiak Cream uses only non-pharmaceutical anti-inflammatory agents proven to halt inflammation and relieve pain instantly. Kodiak Cream is great if you suffer from fibromyalgia or osteoarthritis as well. Get your Kodiak Cream today by clicking the banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Kodiak Cream. It's the only thing I use to manage pain, and you should too.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household. From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. AndroMass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. AndroHard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro series products today at primordialperformance.com.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. My guest this hour, we're just wrapping up the interview with Dr. William Davis about his new book, Wheat Belly. You got to get this book. Even if you already know that wheat is no good for you, you should buy this book so you can speak the words intelligently to convince other people, because we have to spread the word. It's important. If people remain ill the way they are, if we continue down this road the way we are, this country will be consumed by healthcare issues that are completely avoidable. This government needs to understand. They need to stop. They're backing the wrong horse. They're backing Monsanto. They're backing the big players out there who loan them corporate jets for their campaigns and so on. They need to start backing the people. They need to start doing what's right. We need to start getting the message out. And once the message is propagated out there, then the politicians will know that they can't look us in the eye anymore and say, well, we don't know anything about that. Well, we do, and we're telling you. We need to get the message out there that these are the things that are causing the illness in the country. All right. A listener posted on my Facebook, Ricky Hicks Pack, actually posted something that I wanted to speak to as well. He asked if the good doctor can tell us whether these unhealthy compounds are found in other grains besides wheat.
They can be. There are lesser offenders, though still problems, like rye, barley, and those are gluten problems. So the problem with those grains are most the shared gluten. It might be a little different gluten, but gluten's been changed also because of all the genetics changes made in all these plants. So there's a lot of overlap in a lot of these grains. But barley, rye, triticale, bulgur are all forms of wheat. So they share a lot of the problems. They don't share all the problems. Now, they do share something. That is, they're all carbohydrates. So you already know this, that most Americans are so incredibly overexposed to carbohydrates. Yeah. We get to our 50s, 60s, 40s, whatever. We're almost all nowadays, pre-diabetic, inflamed, or even diabetic. And so because of the mistakes of the past 30, 40 years, we've got to unwind these phenomena. So I do think, even though, let's say, rye is not as destructive, it still is destructive.
Right.
Gluten, and then it's also a readily digested carbohydrate.
Right. The poison is in the dose. You know?
That's right. Exactly right.
You know, I would also like to inspire you to consider, and you're taking on this is a large undertaking, Dr. Davis. I don't think the backlash is going to hit you for a while, but it is going to hit you. I believe I'm going to go on the record and say that the people who have most to profit to the most to lose because of your message are going to come out and say your information is unfounded, you're a zealot, you're just trying to take an opportunity to publicize yourself, blah blah blah. They're all going to try to release the gravity of your message. But we all know that it's true. All of us out here know. We already know this is true. My audience knows this stuff is true. We've talked about this before. But the other thing that I think that you need to start looking at now with your detective's eye is corn. Corn is as bad an offender as grain when it comes to making people diabetic, increasing weight loss, increasing the opportunity for metabolic disorders to occur. In fact, corn, when a cow is getting ready to be slaughtered, the last 3 to 4 weeks of its life, they feed it nothing but corn, and it gains 3 pounds of fat a day. Think about that. I mean, if you feed something nothing but corn, it just gets fatter and fatter, and that's because of the way fructose is metabolized by the liver. It has to become a long-chain triglyceride before it can be used as a source for fuel or energy. So I'd like to inspire you for your next endeavor to start to look at corn in the diets of your, and especially because now all corn is mutated because 99% of it is GMO. So this, I have a lot of information from people who feed corn to animals and then process these animals that that animals that eat GMO corn all have this similar in their stomach, the linings of their stomach, similar to IBS and GERD and so on and so forth, which are very popular diseases in this United States today.
I'm with you. These are big battles and big Goliaths we've chosen to confront. And there's going to be a lot of controversy, talk, etc. I think, though, it's like uncovering a scab. You pick it off and you got a lot of hurt. It's got to go through a lot of pain and healing before it's gone. But this has to come to light. It is coming to light to some degree. Unfortunately, people are seeing this as gluten-free. It's not gluten-free. It's what the geneticists and agribusiness have done to this plant, and now we have a government telling us to eat even more of it.
Yeah.
The food plate, of course, is more than one-fourth grains, which is, you and I think, agree, this is a patent absurdity.
Right.
But it does benefit agribusiness.
Yes, yes. And the government subsidizes agribusiness, and when they make an investment, they want to make sure they get paid back. We have a couple more questions. Kevin Johnson asked, does this include oatmeal because of the barley? I have to believe oatmeal is an offender also, isn't it?
Well, it's a different issue. Oats have been given a blessing because of the content of beta-glucan. Beta-glucan is a soluble fiber that reduces LDL. But the untold story is a little bit different with oats, and that is it raises your blood sugar sky high. We're told it has a low glycemic index.
Right.
Well, I can tell you one of the things I do for heart disease prevention is we give lots of people these little finger stick blood sugar devices.
Right.
And they eat different foods, and they look for the foods.
And then the postprandial response to a meal. Sure.
Exactly. 1 hour. Diabetics are told 2 hours, but that's for medication control. We're looking for the effects of diet. And a non-diabetic Carl who eats a bowl of stone ground organic, no added sugar oatmeal typically has a blood sugar between 150 and 250, which is very, very destructive. So in our diet, we took oats out also, though for a different reason. Oats, in a way, are more benign because they don't have the addictive potential, the appetite-stimulating potential of wheat, nor do they have the inflammatory triggering that the gluten provides, and it's also a different carbohydrate than the carbohydrate, the amylopectin found in wheat. But somehow, oats still do trigger blood sugar to extravagant degrees.
So does this mean that, do people have to completely abstain 100%, or can I have the occasional bagel or slice of pizza?
It really depends. Personally, for instance, if I have a bagel, I'm out of it. For 48 hours, I know from personal experience, it's simply not worth it. I don't want to sacrifice 48 hours of my life just to have a bagel. There are what are called re-exposure syndromes. That's what I call them. These are people who've been free of wheat and have an indulgence. Most commonly, it's exactly what I have, which is gastrointestinal distress and feeling mental fog. Other people get asthma. Others get joint pain and arthritis. And then last, least common, are emotional effects. Women get anxiety or anxiety attacks. Guys get rage. So it's not uncommon for a guy to be, say, wheat-free. He has a pizza with his friends. He comes home and has an emotional blow-up. Next day, he has to apologize to his poor wife and kids because he has no idea what came over him. It's the wheat. It's a
Don't you think it's what I call the boomerang effect of insulin? Don't you think that's when you're used to having stable blood sugar levels and then all of a sudden you introduce a large glucose load, the body, the pancreas overreacts and you become situationally hypoglycemic, and that hypoglycemia can cause mood swings.
Yes, I think that's half of it. And the other half is the gliadin protein that generates these morphine-like compounds.
Right, right.
And different people have different behavioral consequences when that happens, when these morphine-like compounds cross the brain. So in diseased brains, say it's schizophrenia, they have delusions. They have hallucinations. People with bipolar illness, it can trigger the high, the manic phase. People with depression, it can trigger depression. People with difficult to control appetites like binge eaters, it will trigger binging. So it's really a fascinating thing if it wasn't so destructive.
Yeah. This is going to be a hard one for the country to get their hands around because we are so wheat dependent. What about, there seems to be an increase in arrhythmias out there. And I know this isn't your bailiwick because you're looking at plaque and that sort of thing. But there is absolutely changes, and it's so popular now that they're starting to advertise arrhythmia drugs on the on television, which tells you that there's a large population out there. Any linkage between the glucose spikes, possibly of wheat and these arrhythmias?
I think so. Now I'm going to have to qualify this by saying this is my speculation. So this is one I can validate and show you the studies, the clinical studies that have validated a lot of the claims I make about wheat. But this one is not well based in studies. It's just my pure suspicion. That is, the high blood glucose that is unique to carbohydrates, but more so with wheat and then oats as well and sugars, but wheat is worse. That triggers a process of modifying proteins in the body. It's called glycation. So
right.
High blood glucose.
Yeah, advanced glycation end products. We've actually done
exactly.
Shows on this, right.
And I think that we're all going to be talking about how glycation modifies the wiring of the heart, the conduction system, and causes rhythms over a long period. So I think a lot of the mysteries of the last 40 years, the unanswered questions in health and medicine, not all, but a good many of them will suddenly become crystal clear when we start to see this all unwinds back to diet, and specifically what agribusiness has done to these foods. And so short of growing your own goats and chickens and spinach and barley in the backyard, we have to pick and choose among the foods available to us. And so that's what I'm trying to help people do, pick the foods that have been least corrupted by human hands.
Yeah. All right, we've come to the end of the interview. Let's go ahead and also give your website. Your website is TrackYourPlaque, PLAQUE.com, and you have a blog there. And also, you can like on Facebook Dr. Davis's new book, Wheat Belly, by looking for Wheat Belly on Facebook and liking it. And then, of course, you said the 1st of August, the book will be available?
August 31st.
I'm sorry, the end of August. August 31st, the book will be available where finer books are sold, Wheat Belly. Please get the book. Support Dr. Davis. Again, he is a whistleblower in an industry of people who just stand by and don't do any thinking on their own unless a cute little pharmaceutical rep walks in with a little package of thought for them. So we have to support people like Dr. Davis because he is one of us, and I say that with all sincerity, okay? I want to thank you for stepping out of ranks and doing this, Dr. Davis.
My pleasure, Carl.
Okay, and thanks for doing the show today, okay? I know you're real busy.
Thank you.
Okay, we'll have
you're
on
doing
again.
Great work.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right, so stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to have James R. Coffey on. We're going to investigate biorhythms. I remember biorhythms from the 70s and 80s. Very, very popular. I've been playing around with this stuff lately. There's something to it. We'll be right back. Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com. CoQ10 is known to ramp up mitochondrial function. PQQ is documented to increase mitochondrial biogenesis and size. Now get two of the most advanced anti-aging supplements in a single capsule. Brought to you by Dr. Peter Rouse, CoQ10 and PQQ combined will give your body the mitochondrial energy and production that you need. And to make this offer even better, Superhuman Radio listeners get 20% off when you call 310-895-5385 and mention that you heard it on Superhuman Radio.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. 1-800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee Eye Drops. The name says it all.
Mike Mahler is one of the most sought-after teachers in the world of kettlebell training. Whether your goal is greater strength, speed, mental toughness, or fat loss, you'll come away with newfound knowledge. His seminars play to sold-out crowds. Now you can attend one of the most exciting, life-changing strength and conditioning seminars in the world. Seminars are scheduled for Denver, Tacoma, Washington, Washington, D.C., Las Vegas, Hawaii, and Miami. These will not be repeat engagements, so don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Go to MikeMahler.com today and book your seat. That's Mike, MAHLER.com. Space is very limited. From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro Series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro Series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro Series products today at PrimordialPerformance.com. All of your favorite supplements are waiting for you at the best prices and fastest customer service at OrbitNutrition.com. Even some of the more popular supplements advertised right here on Superhuman Radio. They carry All-American EFX, LG Sciences, and Primordial Performance products at the best prices on the net. Visit OrbitNutrition.com today and check out their complete line. Give them a chance to fill your order. You won't be disappointed. OrbitNutrition.com. The best supplements in the universe are at OrbitNutrition.com.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. You know, I remember a kid in the 70s hearing about biorhythms. I remember reading about it. And for a long time, 70s and 80s, people used to follow it similar to they would follow horoscopes. But the difference was biorhythms was kind of a pseudoscience. My guest today is James R. Coffey. He's a science writer. I wanted to have him on the show to talk about biorhythms because he doesn't have a biorhythm website. He doesn't sell biorhythm software. So he has no vested interest in promoting biorhythms, except he has written a wonderful article examining biorhythms. How you doing, James?
I'm just fine, thank you.
So, yeah, and your article, you know, aptly read is "Whatever Happened to Biorhythms?" First of all, where did biorhythms come from? When did this start?
Well, biorhythms have always existed. I mean, the science has known about the concept of biorhythms for probably two centuries. That's just the rhythm that every organism, living organism, functions day to day in their lives, in their existences.
Right.
So you're talking about the leaves changing, or women with their menstrual cycles, or anything that an organism does on a repetitious cycle. That's a biorhythm.
Okay. So who came up with the idea? Or if you, I don't know if you know, because I didn't read this in the article, but do you know who came up with the idea that intelligence rhythm was X number of days long, the cycle, and the physical aspect was X number of days long? Who came up with that idea?
Well, the man given credit for this is a man named Hermann Swoboda. He was a psychologist from the University of Vienna. He's the one that in the late 1800s, he started noticing that people had this pattern of behavior that would be something simple like maybe repeated dreams, or could be something more detrimental like they were prone to accidents at certain rhythms throughout the month or throughout the year.
Right.
So he started piecing together information, and he went through all the studies at that time, which included a lot of other scientists from other fields. There was a biologist by the last name, the name John Beard. There was a psychoanalyst by the name of Wilhelm Fleiss, and a few others, who had also touched on this area of science. So he collected all their data, put it together, and then conducted his own study. And after, at the end of that 5-year study, he came up with these numbered day cycles, the physical, the emotional, and the intellectual.
Now, those are the most respected cycles, for lack of better terms. There are others now that people have come up with, the intuition and the, you know, they have all these other, the mastery cycle, which I don't want to even discuss that. Really, the intellectual, the emotional, and the physical are the ones that I want to focus on here.
Mm-hmm.
So do you know what the length of each cycle is by any chance?
Yeah. The physical is 23 days, the emotional is 28, and the intellectual is 33.
Okay. And so they start at the moment you're born.
Correct.
Okay. And then they oscillate every single day in and out of phase of each other throughout your life.
Correct.
And this pseudoscience of biorhythms allows you to very easily predict where you are given the day based on your birthday, correct?
Correct.
Now, in your experience, do you think that there's any validity to this whole biorhythm thing?
Well, through the years, I've gone back and forth about this concept several times. I mean, of course, when I first discovered this in the late 60s, it was part of this whole rash of pseudosciences and Eastern philosophies, all of which we would embrace. It was just part of the culture at the time.
Right.
And for several years, that's when I first started graphing my own biorhythm charts. But over a few years passed, you know, you start questioning whether the validity of these charts and whether or not you're causing your life to respond in a certain way.
Right.
So what I did was I backed off for a couple months. I kept graphing, but I didn't actually look at the graph per se. I didn't follow the day-to-day activity just to see if a pattern arose out of it. And then I looked back on the charts to see if it followed that pattern. And a great deal of the time it did. So I was then very well convinced that, yes, there's something to this. However, you have to take into consideration that many events, many ordinary events that you're going to do, that you're going to be subjected to in life, is going to shift some of these energies.
Oh, okay. So
throwing you off course.
They are influenceable, in other words.
Yes, they are.
Like, give me an example. How could I influence my intellectual cycle? If I'm in an intellectual low, how can I throw it off course?
Well, let me explain it this way. Let's say that you're in a cycle, a day or two cycle, when you're prone to accidents. And let's say you have a serious accident, something that hospitalizes you. During that period, you're going to be under using probably medications, and you're not going to be in your right frame of mind, and you're going to be, because of the seriousness of the injury, it's going to affect the entire rest of your body. So it's going to throw all those cycles out of rhythm.
Almost like rebooting the cycles.
Exactly. So you'd need to actually come back to zero again, back to neutral, once you're healthy again, and resume for the biorhythm charts to actually apply.
Okay. We have to take our first commercial break, I'm told.
All right.
When we come back, I want to talk about my personal experience with biorhythm recently. We're talking with James R. Coffey. James, talk about, what is your new book?
My new book is called The Book of Adages, Aphorisms, Idioms, and Colorful Expressions.
And where can people get that book?
It's on Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, or you can go to the publisher's website at publishamerica.com.
Okay, and we'll give that again during the show. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein in the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you.
That's the sound of 37 dumbbells. That's a lot of weight and a lot of wasted space when you can get the same thing done with just one set of power blocks. The new, quieter, urethane series power blocks with FlexPin technology are the heaviest and easiest to use quick change dumbbells on the market. starting at just $149 a pair, Power Blocks can grow as your strength grows, all the way up to 130 pounds per dumbbell. Imagine a whole rack of dumbbells in the space of just one pair with Power Blocks. Go to powerblock.com today or call 800-651-1937. Power Block, the world's best dumbbell.
Hey, this is Carl. You know, quite often you're forced to choose between price and quality when it comes to purchasing peptides for research purposes. But you don't have to do that any longer, because now there's opresource.net. At OP Resource, you will find the finest authentic peptides available anywhere at the best prices available anywhere. I only trust my research to opresource.net, and you should too. Check them out today. opresource.net. CoQ10 is known to ramp up mitochondrial function. PQQ is documented to increase mitochondrial biogenesis and size. Now get two of the most advanced anti-aging supplements in a single capsule. Brought to you by Dr. Peter Rouse, CoQ10 and PQQ combined will give your body the mitochondrial energy and production that you need. And to make this offer even better, Superhuman Radio listeners get 20% off when you call 310-895-5385 and mention that you heard it on Superhuman Radio.
The Isolator will change the way you work out forever. We've all imagined how it would be if there was an apparatus that would eliminate the hands, forearms, biceps, and triceps from training chest, back, and shoulder muscles. Well, now you can with the Isolator. The Isolator does exactly what it says. It allows you to isolate muscles to get a better, more intense workout. And they're so versatile, they work with machines or free weights. You have to see the Isolator to believe it. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Isolator Fitness banner ad today. The Isolator, the only way to train.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. My guest this hour is James R. Coffey. He is a science writer, a writer. And he has a Blogspot website, james-r-coffey-writing-services.blogspot.com, where he has a bunch of really, really intriguing articles, one of which is about biorhythm. And the reason I had him on is because he doesn't sell biorhythm services. He's just written about it, and I wanted an objective opinion. I wanted to be objective about this too, James.
Yes.
I had planned on doing a biorhythm show. Every now and then I'm in the shower and I think, oh, I've got to do a show about this. I've got to do a show about that. And I wanted to do a show about biorhythm for a long time. So I had set up to do the show with you, and on the 19th of this month, I had a very, very depressing evening, unbeknownst to me. I couldn't figure out what was wrong. There was something going on in my life that I had no control over. I was very upset about it, but it wasn't necessarily actually going to take place. I was acting very irrational and very emotional. Now, I had no thought about biorhythm at that moment in time. Days later, in anticipation of this show, I downloaded some biorhythm software. And so I happened to put my date of birth in there and generated, the waveforms. And I'm looking at it. And then all of a sudden, I look at this low point for both emotional and intellectual, both bottoming out on the same day. And lo and behold, I click it. It's the 19th. And I was talking to Elisa Profumo, who co-hosts the show with me periodically, on Fridays especially. She's always on the show. And I said, look at this. I said, this is the day that I was acting so irrational. This is the day that I was so emotionally wound up about this particular subject, which may or may not happen. And in any other day, I would have thought to myself, well, this is no big deal. But why did I act so weird about it that day? And look at this. My biorhythm was intellectually and emotionally low that day. And so, okay, so now I'm thinking, wow, there's something. Maybe there is something to this. So like you, I open my biorhythm at the end of the day and look at what it predicted for me that day. And then I compare it to how the day went. And I have to tell you, I'm not just saying this. I have no vested stock in biorhythm software, but I see a lot of validity to it, especially, and this is most important for my audience, in the area of physical biorhythm. My strength in the gym, the days that I hit my personal best, the days that I feel like I am just really, really on top of it, versus the days where I feel like I'm getting weaker and weaker coincides with the physical aspect of my biorhythm.
Right.
And that's really what I wanted to bring forth here today. My audience is a group of physical culturists. We love to train and exercise. But let's face it, there are two other waves to look at, intellectual and emotional plays a role as well. But if you wanted to try to figure out if a day you're going to do a powerlifting competition was the right day, you could look at your biorhythm and see if you're emotionally and physically there.
Right.
I mean, do you see that? I'm very cautious to say that, you know, this is really a science. But, wow, I mean.
I think it's more of a science than we've given it credit for. And I think that if it hadn't been nestled in with tarot card reading and astrology, I think it would have gained some credibility over the years.
Bingo. Bingo. And you know what? I have a theory on why it's disappeared. Would you like to hear it?
Certainly.
Okay. Tarot card reading requires a person to give you the results. And two people can read tarot cards and you can have two different outcomes. So you find one tarot card reader you like and one you don't like, you go back to the one that you like. Astrologers are the same way. They interpret the planets to a certain degree. There's some similarities in one's interpretation, but they all put their own personal spin on it.
Mm-hmm.
So there's room for people to set up shop and use their individuality as their product to sell. There's nothing to sell with biorhythms. It's predictable. It's a rhythm. Whether you generate the chart, whether I generate the chart, or whether the person generates the chart themselves, the outcome is always the same.
Right.
There's nothing to sell.
Right.
And that's
right.
Why I believe it's lost favoritism, because there's no money to put to generate from it.
I would say you also have to factor in the fact that it's not mystical.
Oh, interesting. Of course, it's a science.
Right, because it doesn't have all those little cues and images and signals and all that, you know, the fine artwork like you might find on a astrological chart or on a tarot card. It doesn't have that Eastern influence, that mystical influence.
Right, right.
This is cold, hard, a couple squiggly lines on a piece of paper.
Right.
So it's hard to get emotional about it.
I can see why it got lumped into astrology. Because it's based on your date of birth.
And not only that, once technology allowed for the Internet to, for Internet users to create programs, that was one of the first things that astrologers did. Not only would they do your chart, they'd do your biorhythm chart.
Oh, really?
So it's now been usurped by them. And this is in no way to, you know, to the detriment of astrologers, but for the outsider, it's been lumped together, so therefore we can't. It's hard to kind of separate it again.
Gotcha. Yeah. I see what you're saying. And I, quite frankly, I think a lot of people, including myself, don't put a lot. I mean, I think astrology is kind of fun and makes you chuckle. And when it says something good, you want to believe it. When it says something good, you go, well, there's nothing to it.
Right.
It says something bad, you say there's nothing to it. But I think that biorhythms has kind of gotten whitewashed with that carnival type of a atmosphere attitude that, oh, it's just one of these other games, when it's really not.
Exactly. And I think if that had not happened, we probably would have more hardcore science supporting it.
And, I think some of the universities should brush it off and take a look at it, because there's at least, and I'm asking anybody out there who keeps a meticulous training diary. I actually put this on the Superhuman Radio forum also. If you'll contact me at onair@superhumanradio.com, there's real easy and cheap software. I mean, cheap, free. There's something called Easy Biorhythm Calculator, free and easy biorhythm calculator. You could download it. It's really great stuff. It's really cool software, and it's free.
Right.
But I would love to do an experiment with people who keep very meticulous training diaries about the days that you've hit your personal bests, the days where you just didn't have it in the gym and you wrote that in your diary, just didn't have it today. I would love to be able to go back in time and see if your biorhythm would have predicted that.
Right, right.
That's the fun part of this. It's like, then we can debunk it. We can go, wow, there's something to this. And if there is something to it, how do you use it? Now, what do you think? How could people use biorhythms in this day and age?
You mean on the physical level?
Yeah, physical, mental, I mean the whole thing. Do you think that people can consult them on days that they have critical things going on, or should they consult them daily, or do you think that, you shouldn't even fool with it?
I think probably the pre-mindset that we already have, because you just compared it to the horoscope, and you described it a parallel that it's something that is kind of a whim.
Right.
You can take seriously or not. As long as you have that mindset that it's something you can ignore or not, you're going to be able to, you will then be able to influence your chart. So if you look at your biorhythm in the morning and you say, oh, it says this is going to happen, I think if you don't have the right mindset, you will influence your day. You won't be able to help it. But I think in the way that you describe looking back at the day,
that's a good way. That's a good,
tell you more.
But then once you trust it, wouldn't it be wise if you had a really important business meeting or you had a competition, you were going to do a running competition today, wouldn't it be wise to look at it ahead of time and say, wow, this may not be the best day for me to do this. Let me see if I can postpone it or reschedule it or something like that.
Absolutely. In fact, for a 10-year period of time, I actually lived by my biorhythms.
Really?
Yes. I made not every minute of the day, but I made major decisions according to that.
And what were the outcome of you living that way?
I'll tell you what, it was probably the best, easiest 10-year period of my life. And that's not to suggest that there were no ups and downs and no physical injuries, no illness, nothing like that. But it's, I think I made a vast majority of positive, good decisions based on my biorhythms.
So why don't you use it today?
Actually, I do.
Do you really? I didn't realize that.
And if I did it as wholly as I used to, well, you and I would not be having this conversation.
Because today was not a day for you to do this.
Exactly.
Really?
So if I sound incoherent or unintelligent, I can blame it on that.
What are you? That's good. What are you low on today?
Intelligence.
Interesting, because I am at 55% intelligence, but the wave is on the upswing.
Mm-hmm.
I am 56% emotional. Again, the wave is on the upswing, but I am only 6% physical, and the wave is close to the bottom.
Right.
Now, do you pay attention to just the individual waves, or do you look at the overall percentages combined, like some of the software does?
I have never used the software. I do use a site every morning that if your listeners, in fact, want to check it out, it'll give you today's little encapsulated chart for you.
Right.
I do that every morning.
What is the website?
It is www.degrave.com/bio.php.
Degrave.com, degrave.com/bio.php.
Well, the degrave.
Oh, I'm sorry. I apologize.
Like degrave.
Okay. And so in other words, if you had something critical to do today, would you have postponed it?
It's quite possible. I will at least say I would at least factor it in. How important is it to do this X thing?
Now, I did not look at my biorhythm this morning before going to the gym, but I can tell you that I struggled at the gym today physically.
Mm-hmm.
And one could say, well, yes, you looked at your biorhythm yesterday, but I actually forgot. Mm-hmm. I mean, I forgot what I looked at yesterday. I did look at it at the end of the day and just to compare it how I felt. But now my biorhythm is back. Let's see. So my physical cycle is near its bottom. It doesn't bottom out until Friday night, the 29th. And then it starts an upswing again. And ideally, I peak on the 7th, 8th, 9th, and 10th. And 11th, actually, if you want to count that whole curve.
Mm-hmm.
So really, I'm actually experimenting with something right now. I am modifying my training. I am not doing the volume of exercise that I normally do. I'm getting out of the gym in a half hour right now because I am on a physical low. And I'm not going to increase the volume of my training until around the 4th or 5th. When I my physical cycle starts to go above the midline.
Right.
And then I'm going to try to peak on the 9th or 10th and see if I can hit some personal bests on those days. Now, there are those out
there.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to try it. You know what? If this is legitimate, just the physical aspect of it, if this is legitimate, then why not train using this as an indicator for what days to train light and what days to train heavy?
Absolutely.
It makes perfect sense. Let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to be talking more with James R. Coffey about biorhythms. James, plug your book again, please.
It is called The Book of Adages, Aphorisms, Idioms, and Colorful Expressions.
Okay. And you know what? Well, let's talk about the book a little bit when we come back, because we can only beat this biorhythm horse for so long. So stay tuned. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back. Nowhere is performance enhancement more important than in the bedroom. That's why I use VIP from Geared Up Nutrition. VIP is a blend of herbal and botanical agents that maximize pleasure and performance. And it works for women too. In fact, VIP is so good you'll swear it's pharmaceutical. But it's not. And best of all, you only need one capsule about an hour before you're about to get passionate, and VIP works for up to 3 days. You can get VIP by going to veryintensepleasure.com. Try it once and you'll buy it again and again. veryintensepleasure.com.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
If you're like me, you avoid the insulin spike from eating pasta, but not anymore. Miracle Noodle is the world's first no-calorie, no-carbohydrate noodle. You heard me right. Now you can enjoy pasta dishes and stay on your low-carb diet. They have fettuccine, linguine, rigatoni, and more. Even angel hair pasta is now a no-calorie, no-carb food. And Miracle Noodle tastes great. So go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Miracle Noodle banner ad to learn more about how you can start enjoying pasta again, even when you're dieting. Find your miracle noodle at superhumanradio.com today.
Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein in the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low, low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you.
Sissies may want to stop listening now. Super DMZ is the most powerful legal compound available on the market today, bar none. Super DMZ will give you lean muscle and strength gains at comparable rates to the anabolic steroid Dianabol with none of the water retention or bloat. Super DMZ contains Superdrol dimethazine, not to be confused with other Superdrol knockoffs. Get Super DMZ while supplies last at IronMagLabs.com. Don't wait too long, because Super DMZ is sure to be added to the government ban list. Go to IronMagLabs.com today. 6-Oxo is back thanks to Iron Mag Lab, the gold standard for testosterone boosting and estrogen reduction that all other over-the-counter aromatase inhibitors are compared to, is 6-Oxo progesterone. 6-Oxo is the active ingredient in the new E-Control RX from Iron Mag Labs. Iron Mag Labs has resurrected the beast that has been clinically shown to raise free testosterone by as much as 226%. As men age, estrogen rises and testosterone drops. E-Control RX can help reverse this from happening. E-Control RX is suitable for post-cycle therapy to jumpstart natural testosterone production. Get E-Control RX today. Go to IronMagLabs.com today.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. My guest this hour is James R. Coffey. We're talking about biorhythms. I want to tell people also about this software that I found. It's really, really cool software. It's called Free and Easy Biorhythm Calculator version 3.02. It's created by, let's see if I can read this name here, Dmitry Konovalov. And his website is whitestranger.com, W-H-I-T-E. STRANGER.com. You can download this software for free. It's very, very extensive and fun software. You can generate your own biorhythms, generate the biorhythms of friends and family members, and you can see if it works. I want people to check this out, and I want to know if it works for you. Do you see any legitimacy in it? I am seeing it. And, you know, it's not because I want to see it. It's all, I'm looking back at things that have happened and going, wow, that was predictable on that day given these waveforms. So check it out. Go to whitestranger.com and check out the free and easy biorhythm calculator version 3.02. So James, tell me about your book.
Well, by education, I'm a social scientist. I've got degrees in psychology and anthropology.
Cool.
And about 10 years ago, I started wondering why people use phrases as they're speaking, like whole nine yards or two left feet.
Oh, I love this. I have those same thoughts.
When they don't have any idea what they really mean. A lot of them just have no logical sense, but people use them.
Right.
Like the bee's knees or knee-high to a grasshopper, things like that.
Right, right.
So I started exploring the idea and to find out where these little phrases came from.
Right.
So eventually I accumulated a few hundred little anecdotal stories concerning these, and I put them together in a little humorous collection.
Like, what do you think, what would one be that people would find most interesting as far as something that people say often in day-to-day life?
Well, actually, most people think that whole nine yards is a modern term. Okay. I found out that it actually dates back to Betsy Ross and the making of the flag.
So it actually, the whole nine yards has something to do with the actual making of the flag.
Exactly.
Wow.
At least according to folklore.
Right, right.
So that's what this is. This is a book of a few hundred of these little phrases that everybody uses, but no one has any idea what they mean.
What about bee's knees? Why was, if something was cool back in the day, they would say, you know, that's the bee's knees.
Right. I could not find a connection with that one. I've looked and looked and looked.
I think because bees don't actually have knees.
But I found that there were actually a lot of historic events that, you know, necessitated the coming up of these phrases.
Really?
Yes.
Like, for instance?
Like turncoat.
Oh, I got to guess that one. I got to guess that one. That was during the Civil War, correct?
Exactly.
So a guy was wearing red on the outside, and he would turn it around and wear it inside out, so the red wasn't showing.
Right, and it's actually traceable to a particular individual who was behind enemy lines, and he had to think really cleverly how to get out of that situation. So he turned his jacket inside out, took his haversack, laid his gun aside, took his haversack and filled it up full of apples, mussed up his hair, and walked directly through the line.
Acted like he was picking apples.
Yes.
Oh, that's hilarious.
The problem of it is, that's a court-martial offense. He was killed for doing that.
Yeah. Yeah. War is not fun, no matter what.
No joke.
How long did it take for you to do this? All this research?
Actually, close to 10 years.
Oh, wow.
Because I had to cover enough ground to make it kind of a scientific study.
Right.
I had to ask enough people, get enough of a collection of ideas about where these came from. And some of these, for some that I couldn't use in the book, I actually come up with 30 or 40 different ideas as to where they originated.
Right.
With no two the same. So I couldn't use those. So I had to find at least two or three of the same belief before I'd include it in the book.
Ah, I got you. And how do you even find that? How do you just have to trace back and read lots of different documents to try to find threads back to when this statement was made?
You do. It's a very, very complicated process. That's why it took me 10 years. And I interviewed hundreds of people.
Really?
Yeah.
Very elderly people, I take it.
The older the better, yes.
Right.
Or people that, if I trace something back, say, to a phrase like two left feet, which was supposed to have been something, an event that happened in the early 60s, late 50s, I went to people of that age bracket in that part of the country that may have actually heard it firsthand or known of that connection firsthand.
Wow. You know, I don't remember what the interview was, but we were talking on this show one day, and I talked about an old children's game called Ring Around the Rosie.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know where that actually originated?
Well, the story is that it's related to the plague.
Right, right.
But, I mean, it's not provable. In fact, I couldn't include that. I had a whole separate list of just nursery rhymes that I tried to trace back to the origins. And, I mean, as a scientist, I have to be as objective as possible.
Right,
I can't include it just because it's a popular belief.
What were some that were not included in the book that you found interesting and intriguing?
I'd have to check my notes.
When you say nursery rhymes,
right?
Like, which nursery rhymes did you research?
Well, most of the popular ones that we recite, like Little Jack Horner Sat in a Corner.
Oh, yeah.
We know they have historic backgrounds.
Like Little Boy Blue, right?
All of them. All of them are a few centuries old. Most of them came from Europe, and they're traceable to some particular event. The Little Jack Horner was supposed to be about a man named Jack Horner who was a delivery person for, I want to say, the Court of England, but I'm not certain at the moment, where he was supposed to deliver a secret document. He smuggled it through the border in a pie. And instead of delivering the pie, he actually got through the border, absconded with the document itself, and went on to sell the document for his own gain.
How do you like that? And so they would make a children's nursery rhyme out of it, I guess, so that people would remember it forever, right?
I think what's important to understand is these rhymes weren't meant for children.
Okay, who were they meant for then?
For adults.
But why would an adult want to say that over and over again?
The recitation, as far as repeating it, like to jump rope or something, a kid's game,
right,
that was a later development. But people used to speak in code, kind of, 200 or 300, 400 years ago. When they would go to the local pub or the local tavern, they couldn't blatantly say something directly, so-and-so did something. They couldn't pass gossip along that way. So what they did was they incorporated into these little rhymes, these little sayings, these clever little things that they'd repeat to each other.
Wow.
And over the period of decades or maybe even centuries, then they became nursery rhymes for children.
Like I remember when I was a kid, the girls used to play a game where they would, you know, clap their hands and then hit their hands together, almost like a high five. And they used to do it to a rhythm called Miss Mary Mack, all dressed in black with silver buttons down her back. Surely that didn't originate from some sort of historic or real event, right?
Actually, I have nothing to support this, but I found several sources that say that's actually connected to Mary, Queen of Scots.
Oh, wow.
And because she was such a treacherous person.
Right.
Something to do with some of her schemes and plans to do away with people.
Wow, that's it. Wow, you must have really enjoyed the research, huh?
Oh, I did. It's fascinating on top of fascinating. And it really began with looking into the Brothers Grimm stories. That's the way it originated. I was looking into the history about those two brothers.
Right.
Come to find out that none of those stories were meant for children in the first place.
Isn't that something?
They were all kind of semi-erotic body kind of stories for adults at the time.
Really?
They evolved over time to where they were acceptable for children.
Well, so in other words, they changed.
Well, they evolved. Storytelling always evolves.
Well, give me an example of, or if you can. I know I'm putting you on the spot here. We didn't say we were going to discuss this, but we're coming to the end of the actual interview here in a moment. But give me an example of a Brothers Grimm fairy tale, how it started, and then what it ended up being. Do you have any examples of that?
That would take some thought to tell you.
Okay.
I couldn't just pull it out of my head.
Okay, that's fine. But yeah, that's interesting. So they were actually made for adults, and somehow became usable for.
Right.
My mother had a nursery rhyme that I doubt that anyone has ever had. I really believe that this is either indigenous to our small family or Italians in general. But I remember singing this nursery rhyme to my children when they were young, and my ex-wife, now ex-wife, said, "Don't sing that to them. That's terrible." But the nursery rhyme went like this. Seesaw, a knock at the door. Who's there, Grandpa? What do you want? A bottle of beer. Where's your money? In my pocket. Where's your pocket? In my pants. Where's your pants? I left them home. Get out of here, you drunken bum. Now, my mother sang this to us when we were babies. And I did grow up in a pretty rough area of Brooklyn. And, you know, my parents were first-generation American, you know, from immigrants from Italy. So I recognized the crudeness of it. I just never understood where she came. I mean, to this day, I think, where the heck did they come up with that? That's like my grandfather is an alcoholic. He goes around without his pants on. Is that what you're telling me?
Right.
But yeah, you're right. When you think about these nursery rhymes, or these little chants that people sing to babies that originated years and years, you know, hundreds of years ago, they really don't sound appropriate for children at all.
No. And they were all these little covert innuendos, like Baa Baa Black Sheep.
Okay.
That's infamous for being related to slavery.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I didn't realize that. All right, well, listen, James, we've come to the end of the interview. Please go ahead and plug your book again.
It is called The Book of Adages, Aphorisms, Idioms, and Colorful Expressions, and it can be had at Amazon.com, your Barnes & Noble, most of your major bookstores, or you can go to publishamerica.com and just type in my name.
Okay. And then in summary to Biorhythms, it sounds to me like you would give it a thumbs up, that people should consider looking at it.
Absolutely. But, you know, as a scientist, I've got to say, you've got to be objective.
Okay. So be objective. You know what? Look at it the day after something happens and until you're convinced that there's some reality to it, and then start consulting it forward. That's what I would say.
Yes, I would suggest the same.
James, thanks so much for being on Superhuman Radio today.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, stay tuned. We'll be right back and wrap up the show. When you take real performance-enhancing supplements, your body is placed under a lot of stress. Your organs need support. If you had to take a supplement for each of the potential side effects, estrogen conversion, blood pressure, liver protection, cholesterol control, water retention, androgen receptor upregulation, kidney function, and much more, you'd have to break the bank just to pay for it all. That's until Need to Build Muscle's N2 Guard. N2 Guard does all of this and more. It's the only real cycle support supplement that you'll ever need. Look, if your organs are important to you, buy N2 Guard today at NeedToBuildMuscle.com. Your shaker bottle is the most important tool in meal planning. The convenience of being able to take a ready-to-drink meal on the road is a necessity. Too often, our shaker bottle backfires on us, making what should be a convenience a disaster. Shaker Pro is the only shaker bottle in the world with a separate chamber to keep your protein powder dry until you're ready to mix it. Shaker Pro's patented design ensures that all of your powders will blend completely. Shaker Pro is BPA-free. Go to 4sportlife.com today. That's the number 4, sportlife.com.
That's the sound of 37 dumbbells. That's a lot of weight and a lot of wasted space when you can get the same thing done with just one set of power blocks. The new, quieter, urethane series power blocks with FlexPin technology are the heaviest and easiest to use quick change dumbbells on the market. Starting at just $149 a pair, power blocks can grow as your strength grows, all the way up to 130 pounds per dumbbell. Imagine a whole rack of dumbbells in the space of just one pair with power blocks. Go to powerblock.com today or call 800-651-1937. Power block, the world's best dumbbell.
Mike Mahler is one of the most sought-after teachers in the world of kettlebell training. Whether your goal is greater strength, speed, mental toughness, or fat loss, you'll come away with newfound knowledge. His seminars play to sold-out crowds. Now you can attend one of the most exciting, life-changing strength and conditioning seminars in the world. Seminars are scheduled for Denver, Tacoma, Washington, Washington, D.C., Las Vegas, Hawaii, and Miami. These will not be repeat engagements, so don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Go to MikeMahler.com today and book your seat. That's Mike, M-A-H-L-E-R. Space is very limited. Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household. CoQ10 is known to ramp up mitochondrial function.
PQQ is documented to increase mitochondrial biogenesis and size. Now get two of the most advanced anti-aging supplements in a single capsule. Brought to you by Dr. Peter Rouse, CoQ10 and PQQ combined will give your body the mitochondrial energy and production that you need. And to make this offer even better, Superhuman Radio listeners get 20% off when you call 310-895-5385 and mention that you heard it on Superhuman Radio.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. I'm really excited about tomorrow's show. You know, I'm a huge fan of intermittent fasting. I've done shows about it. For the past 4 years, I've been doing shows about it. Some of my earlier shows with Dr. Mark McCarty, who has done research in this area, how mini fasts actually build muscle and burn fat at the same time. We're going to have a gentleman on the show tomorrow, along with Dr. Andro, named Duong Nguyen, who has had some amazing results. People have accused him of using anabolic steroids, which is everything. Everybody always goes to that. Oh, you know, he's got to be using steroids. And he's not. And we're going to be talking about his results with intermittent fasting on repartitioning his body. I mean, the guy looks like he could step into a magazine right now, and a short while ago he did not. And he attributes it all to intermittent fasting. I've started fasting again, not because of the show. I've been part of my routine of getting back to where I was to examine what worked for me the best. When I was living in Phoenix, I was walking to and from the gym and training, fasted. And I was getting shredded and I was getting stronger and I was getting more muscular. And when I came to Louisville, I stopped doing that for a variety of reasons. And slowly but surely, my strength declined. My body started to change. So I'm getting back into it again. I'll even share my protocols with you on the show tomorrow. But you're not going to want to miss tomorrow's show. If you can tune in live, I'll be checking for questions on Facebook. We'll be talking. It'll be the second half of the show tomorrow, I believe, that we're doing on intermittent fasting. I have a funny feeling that if more bodybuilders, quote-unquote competitive bodybuilders, would start to embrace intermittent fasting, the 16-week cut would be reduced to a 6 or 7 week cut. They'd maintain more muscle, and they'd get more shredded without having to use ancillary drugs to get there. Okay, that's the end of today's show. Hope you enjoyed it. Check out Biorhythms. Go, definitely check out that software, whitestranger.com. Download it. It's free. And I would like to hear from people. Email me at onair@superhumanradio.com. After you either download the software or go to one of these websites and check your biorhythms against the days that you've trained in the gym where you've hit personal best or just said, you know, I didn't have it. I was really weak this day, or other events in your life that are shown in the biorhythm software that could have been predicted. I need some more validation of this before I invest myself in it. I want to understand it better. I want to debunk it. I need some other people to be critical observers and try this themselves. Also, please, when Wheat Belly comes out at the end of August, patronize Dr. William Davis. The guy is stepping out of the ranks and saying that the heart disease that he's treating, a lot of the illnesses that he is treating, rheumatoid arthritis, and, you know, Kevin Wilson came on the show and talked about the debilitating disease that he sidestepped once he started cutting grain out of his diet. Not enough people know this. There's so many people with rheumatoid arthritis out there taking drugs, fibromyalgia, taking drugs, if they just change the way they eat, but they don't believe it. They don't believe that food plays that role. Otherwise, their doctor would have told them. So we have to spread the word, and we have to embrace a whistleblower like Dr. William Davis for writing this book. He's going to get a lot of heat about this book. They're going to say he's a quack. They're going to say he's a zealot. They're going to say a lot of horrible things about him. Mark my words, because he is going against the grain, no pun intended, at this moment in time. And I bet a lot of his colleagues don't like his message. Okay, we'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Superhuman Radio. Tune in then.